Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser studio, sitting at the piano. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Dr. Deborah Morton is joining us from Escondido, California. Deborah, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Great to have you here. Now, I understand that you came to play the Piano Puzzler today because you actually called in asking for the music of the Piano Puzzlers. Are you a pianist yourself?
Yes, I am. And I listen to the Piano Puzzler, and his compositions, Bruce's compositions, are always really interesting. I always really like them.
Thank you.
And so I thought, gee, I wonder if those are published and I could get a book of them and learn some of them myself because they're very fun.
And indeed, we do have a book of 30 Piano Puzzlers. So have you learned to play some?
A couple of the easier ones, yes.
Oh, good for you. That's great. Well, maybe this one that you're about to hear will be published someday and you can learn to play it.
Okay.
Of course, you know, your job is to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating.
Okay.
If you get stuck on the composer, we have musical clues that you can ask for.
Okay, great.
Okay, Deborah Morton, here's your Piano Puzzler. That was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Deborah, what do you think?
I think that was absolutely a beautiful composition. I love that. And I sort of recognize the tune.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't know what the name of it is.
Can you think of where it comes from or a phrase from it? Or?
I recognize da 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 da.
Right, right, right.
I have no idea what the name of that is.
Well, you sang that right. Etc. You got that.
And that is very, very familiar to me.
Is that from a musical?
It is from a musical.
Oh, boy.
Deborah, I'm going to give you a one-word clue.
Okay.
Oi.
Oh.
No, not oh, oi.
Okay, so is it from Than Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes!
Okay, good.
That's great. That's a very funny clue, I have to say.
That was a great clue.
That's very funny.
Because it felt Russian to me, sort of, kind of. But not totally. Well, so.
Tradition, that's the name of the song.
Tradition.
Tradition, that's what this part was.
Yes, that's what that is. It was very well disguised.
Well, let's talk about that colorful musical disguise that Bruce put together. If you were to guess what time that this composer lived in, do you have an idea?
19th century, maybe 20th, kind of.
Well,
crossover.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Wow. French, maybe?
Yes, very French.
Debussy?
You got it.
Yes.
Yay. I was just afraid to say it.
Oh, never be afraid to say Debussy.
Claude Debussy, yes, Tradition from Fiddler on the Roof in the style of Claude Debussy.
I decided to use Debussy for that tune because the tune is called Tradition, and Debussy was a great breaker of traditions and the one who said that there should be no conventions or rules about music other than what one likes to hear, taste and pleasure. So I thought it was kind of funny to use him for that.
That right. was very good. It was very creative, and it actually sounded really beautiful.
Thanks.
Dr. Deborah Morton from Escondido. What's your public radio station?
KPBS in San Diego.
Deborah, thanks so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Well, thank you very much. It was very fun.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.